Blog Talk Radio.
Or we are anxious about our situation,
But remember that you are not alone, because God is with you. He will save you. Nothing should be fear of. Satan uses fear to get us to doubt God. But God said in Isaiah 41, verse 10, do not fear, for I am with you. So this is just one of the promises of God. He assures us that he'll be with us. And so we have to put our trust in him. That despite what we feel, we have to remind ourselves that God is in control. So whatever circumstances we are in, know that God is in control. It says in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 to 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. It is an assurance that God knows what he is doing. He knows what is best for you, and even for me. Let us not focus on how big mountain is or how big our problem is. Let these big things become little in the hands of God, whether it is sickness, loss of job, betrayal, or anything. God shows up. God will help and rescue you. God wants you to trust his ways. Sometimes God removes someone or something in your life. Why? Because he wants you to depend on him, not on somebody else or on what you have. Because those are just temporary. God's grace is sufficient enough to sustain and support. He strengthens our souls through difficult times. So let us put our trust in the Lord. Remember how God rescued Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace? God has rescued them not before they were thrown in the furnace, but when they were thrown into that fiery furnace. So what do I mean by this? That God will give you peace, joy, and strength while you are going through hardships. Just remain faithful to God. It says in Psalms 23, verse 3, he refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Like David, we have to acknowledge God's goodness and protection in our lives. David has come to learn the comfort in depending upon God. So we must put our confidence that God will provide for us and that he will lead and guide us through troubles. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he has rescued Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he will do the same to you. Because he never changed. He is the same God, the God of David, the God of Moses. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, in the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God gives us prescription of anxiety, and that is prayer. So we have to be prayerful. We have to pray every day, every minute, every hour, every second. So whenever anxious thoughts begin to rise, kneel down and start praying. When we take our requests to God, we are allowing him to work in our lives and to take control of our thoughts and emotions. We can understand the supernatural peace until we surrender our mind to God's ways and thoughts. Whatever circumstances you are in now, great things have yet to come. Have faith and trust the Lord. Sit quietly with God. All your fears and worries bubble up to the surface of your consciousness, and there, in the presence of the Lord, it will pop and disappear. Do not fear about the future. If future-oriented worry assails you, capture it and disarm it by suffusing the light of God's presence. Because Jesus said to his disciples in Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 25, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet the God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? So you are more precious to God than the birds outside. Surrender all your worries. So we have to meditate the scripture, and by praying throughout the day will allow us to see events through God's perspective. So as I end, I will leave you this scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So remember, my brothers and sisters, God is in control. Praise the Lord. Let's all pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your words, reminding us to fully trust in your ways. I pray, Lord, that you do your will in the lives of your children who are listening now. Continue to give them strength, peace, and joy as they go through circumstances. Continue to show them your beautiful plan to their lives. Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to you we bring back all praises and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Grace, I want to tell you, I saw that revelation when you said, cast all of our cares unto the Lord and let it bubble up and then it will pop. Praise the Lord. I just saw that bubble just pop and just be gone in Jesus' name. So I hope everyone, you've received this word today. Pastor Grace, you know one of my favorite courses that you sing for me, The Goodness of God. Will you just sing the small part of that? All my life, you've been faithful, please.
Okay. All my life, you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness.
Praise the Lord. One more time, sister, just beautiful, please.
All my life you have been faithful.
Just receive it now.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am in, oh, I still sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, of God. Oh, praise the Lord. If you don't know our good God today, just say, Jesus, come into my life. Fill my life with your love. Forgive me, Lord. Receive me as your child. In Jesus' name, Father. Well, Pastor Grace, have a good evening. Sleep well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. You got all the glory.
Amen.
My dear God, I praise your name. Mighty is our God.